They don't tell you about the flight, what it's going to be like either. And it was very quiet. And when people say they looked out and saw boats and things like this, it was bloody interesting, boats out there. You just sit on the aircraft and sit, and don't forget it's only a seat each side, and you're lumbered up with all your clobber. And then, of course, when the flight is there, they give 20 minutes to go. They tell you 20 minutes to go. Then they give call for equipment check. And then you get 5 minutes to go, as we did in our aircraft, 5 minutes to go. Then we're approaching the coast of France. And this is the thing they don't tell you. What happens? They don't tell you about ACAC, when it comes up to an aircraft, what it does to an aircraft. And all of a sudden, the aircraft sways and you're thrown from port to starboard. And before you gather, to get yourself together more or less, it's stand by the doors, red light, green light, go, go. And it's all something that's happened you don't experience in training. Nobody told me that an aircraft would go zigzag and that's it, you're thrown from port to starboard and you just fall out the ruddy thing. Different, quite different to training. But even then, the end result can be good for you, where others it can be bad. I'm talking about landing. See, the end result can be disastrous. Some they can land in water, miles away. My result was perfect, best landing ever.